Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the Power Ranking Show is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, basketball, baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and the easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games that are available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
And that, of course, is the voice of at Marcus underscore Mosher. This is the Power Rankings Podcast, a.k.a. the Power Ranking Show. We are coming at you on a Thursday here doing some picks, doing some hot picks. I noticed you waited to do your read there where you just wanted to hear that last little keyboard part or something. And now he's frozen. Dang it. Yeah, every time Marcus does his read, and then usually he always clips the very front part of his read. And this time he looked like he waited for the end of the keyboard to go, and now he's just frozen stuck.
But I'm back. let me explain what just happened in the last 30 seconds, because it's very important. I was looking up to see how old Nicolette Scorsese is, who is the girl in Christmas Vacation that's trying to sell lingerie to Clark. She's 70, by the way. And when I was trying to look that up, my computer just froze. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you were trying to look up on when you were looking up the person trying to sell Clark lingerie, her age. Yeah,
I wanted to see what her IMDb profile looked like. That's all.
Yeah. Look, man.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
I kind of like when they're in the grocery store and Clark just goes, "This is just a re- I mean and he goes,
a real,
just
not, a real surprise. Not
surprise." He goes, "Here's a little list starting at the top,
alphabetical."
Yeah. Eddie, I wouldn't be more surprised if I woke up with my face stitched to the carpet.
Seriously, that's what I was doing. I was trying to find out how old she was now. I just watched that Christmas Vacation again last night. So there you go.
Sweet. Well, I know everyone's going to be watching that over the next few days. At some point, it's been on AMC like nonstop. So you can watch it then. But we got some picks to get to. It looks like we got a nice Rams graphic up there. Important game for them. And I know why they're up there.
Yeah. So first of all, the NFL hates our families because we've got football on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday this week. Full slate of games. First game, we've got Saints at the Rams. The Rams 4-point favorites at home.
That's a tough one because the Saints have been playing well, but I'm going to take the Rams to cover here. I'm trusting Matt Stafford. And let me just say this. This is dumb for the NFL to do this. Just dumb. Like, colossally dumb.
So what would you?
I get it.
What would you do?
I get it. I get it. Let's make as much money as we can. But really, we really need NFL football on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Do we really need that? Go ahead.
I wish the NFL would have put the majority of the games on Saturday, have maybe three games on Sunday on Christmas Eve, and then no games on Monday, just so that everybody has a day off.
But yes, that's what they would have done in the past. But this group of owners is so greedy. It's just greed, man. It's all it is greed. There's no like, well, we had to do it this way because, hey, put them either on Saturday or Sunday, but you could put them all on Saturday. Just colossally dumb. I hope there's some blowback for this. I don't know if there will be. There could be. I don't know. But I think even your average fan is like, really, we need football on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. If not, there's going to be a lot of spouses that are not digging it. Anyway, do you got? Are you going to pick the Saints to cover this because it's four?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to take the Saints here. They've only allowed 12 points on defense total the last 2 weeks. Their defense is starting to play better.
Yeah, it's just it's in Los Angeles. I'm going to trust McVay here to have the right game plan to beat Dennis Allen's defense. Let's go to the next game.
First game on Saturday. It's the Bengals at the Steelers. These two teams just played like 3 weeks ago. Pittsburgh won that game 16-10. No Ja'Marr Chase, no Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph starting for the Steelers. Bengals, 2-point favorites.
Oh, boy. And this game is in Pittsburgh. Oh man, you know what? I'm gonna take the road team. I know you're taking Pittsburgh. That's a foregone conclusion. Yeah. I'm gonna take the Bengals to actually win this. Oh, this is a Steelers season, but I think they're gonna be flat.
Yeah, this is the Steelers season. They lose this game, they are officially eliminated from the playoffs. I'm gonna take Pittsburgh here. They seem like they do play well against this Bengals team.
You don't sound confident.
It's Mason Rudolph. Ooh, I mean, can Rudolph save Christmas for the Steelers?
Oh,
we'll see.
God, were you? Come on, really?
All right, next one. Bills at Chargers. So this is our first Peacock game exclusively on Peacock. Really quickly, before we get into the spread here, Peacock is trying something new. No commercials at all in the fourth quarter of this game. It's just going to be straight broadcast the entire fourth quarter. I'm really interested to see how that goes.
Well, I think it'll go just fine. But, hey, what better thing to do for the NFL to do than, hey, not only should we have football on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we can also have it on a streaming app that over half the country doesn't have, because that streaming app is probably struggling right now and needs this game very much to spruce up its product. And therefore, we'll put a game on pay-per-view. And hey, at least it doesn't involve a team that's fighting for its playoff life that is probably the sexiest team in the entire American Football Conference. Thank goodness it's not that.
And then Easton Stick. Bills, 12-point favorites here on the road.
Would you take Buffalo 12-point favorites?
No, heck no. I'm taking the Chargers here plus 12.
Yeah, I take Buffalo to win, Chargers to cover. Moving along. Remember what I told all you guys, though, don't ever bet on a game where you have no idea what you're going to get from one of the quarterbacks, especially the home team quarterback. Avoid this game. Next up. Well, you will, because you won't be able to watch it. Sorry.
Sunday, we've got Lions at Vikings. The Lions in this game, the spread has moved a little bit, but it's down to Lions minus 3.
I'm going to take the Lions here to cover this. I know the Vikings, the Lions have been herky-jerky. Minnesota, there was certainly game last week against Cincinnati, but I think Detroit knows what's in front of them, and maybe the game will be up on Nick Mullins a little bit. He was decent against Cincinnati.
I thought he was fine. I mean, he had one really bad interception, but I thought he was capable.
Honestly, I think the Lions are going to run right at him. That's what I think is going to happen here, but I know you're taking Minnesota, so go ahead.
No, I'm taking Detroit. I'm with you. I'm taking Lions. Yeah, I'm taking the Lions to cover this spread. I've got a little bit of faith in our Lions to win here.
Yes.
An NFC North game. Next one. Seahawks at the Titans. The Seahawks are 2.5-point favorites. Sounds like Geno Smith is going to play this week. We're still not sure about Will Levis after he suffered an ankle injury last week.
I'm taking Seattle all day here. This is almost a lock. I mean, Tennessee couldn't beat Houston last week with half of Houston's important starters out. And if Levis,
but they beat Miami though last week, the week before.
Hey, that was great. That was 2 weeks ago. I'm looking at last week. Seattle has a ton to play for. What does Tennessee have to play for? Give me Seattle.
I would stay away from this game for a couple
of
reasons.
Well, of course. I mean, you think I'm advocating?
No, I mean, if I had to bet here.
Let me make that clear. Yeah.
If I was betting here, I would take the Titans. Seattle just played an emotional Monday night football game, and now you're going on the road to play a 1 p.m. Eastern game against the Titans, who have been a little bit of a spoiler this year. Mike Vrabel's teams, they can still be really physical. I think the Titans are going to win this game outright, to be honest.
Okay, well, we will find out.
All right. Next one, huge AFC game. The Browns at Texans.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud still not practicing with his concussion. He is going to miss his second straight game. Browns 3-point road favorites.
You know, I'm going to take Cleveland on this. I don't think Joe Flacco is going to play as bad as he did the first two and a half quarters last week. I know Houston's at home here. I think Case Keenum's a good quarterback, but I'm going to put a little faith in Kevin Stefanski and the Browns.
Your coach I'm right of the there. Year. Yeah, I'm right there with you. This is a kind of a must-win game for Houston to keep some of their playoff hopes alive, but I just don't see Case Keenum with that makeshift offensive line having a lot of success against Cleveland. So I'm there with you. I'm taking the Browns minus three.
It's going to be a tight game, though. Tell you that. I think it's going to be a tight game.
I agree. Next one. Colts at the Falcons. The Falcons have made a quarterback change. We are back to the Taylor Heineke era once again in Atlanta. Falcons favored in this game by a point.
Yeah, I'll take the Colts. I know you've told me you think the Falcons give them a real game here and probably win. I think Vegas is probably looking at the Colts run defense and wondering if they're going to be able to stop Atlanta running the ball. But the Colts have been playing mostly good football for a month. Atlanta has been all over the place. Now, Atlanta's got a lot to play for this week. There's no question about that. I'm still taking the Colts.
So the Colts played the Bengals 2 weeks ago, and the Bengals shredded them. I mean, they just moved the ball up and down the field. I just wonder if this is a game where Atlanta leans on their rushing attack a little bit more than they did last week. I'm taking the Falcons here. I think the Falcons are going to win and obviously cover that one-point spread.
The only thing is that the Colts dedicate more personnel in the box to stopping the run. Is Taylor Heineke going to be able to beat him? That's really what the key will be in this game. That's probably why the Falcons are only favored by 1 point. Not exactly a huge vote of confidence for a home team. I'm taking the Colts.
Next one. It's the Washington Commanders against the New York Jets. The Jets are 3-point favorites, and they should force criminals to have to watch this game. It's bad. It's Tim Boyle, I think, starting for the Jets this week because Zach Wilson has a concussion. And I don't know if you saw yesterday or two days ago, Aaron Rodgers said, there's no way I was going to be medically cleared to play. I'm only 14 weeks removed from a torn Achilles.
Oh, gosh. I hate that stuff. I'm negative right now. I hate that stuff. Like, then why play around and do that the whole time? You know,
but did you see the team... Did you see that he wants to continue to practice? So the Jets had to make a decision whether to put him on the 53-man roster. So they did yesterday, and they ended up cutting their fullback, who was like an undrafted rookie. So poor undrafted rookie guy gets cut a couple days before Christmas so Aaron Rodgers can be out of the practice field.
So he can practice even though he knows he's not going to play?
Yeah, even though that he's already ruled himself out for the rest of the season.
Wow, that's rich. Okay. My gosh, who are you taking here?
I'll take the Commanders because there's no way the Jets should be 3-point favorites over anybody with Tim Boyle at quarterback.
Yeah. Who's starting for the Commanders at quarterback?
I think it's Sam Howell.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'll go with you on this, but this is another game I hate. Hate. What's the over-under on this? What's the total?
37. I'd go under.
Yeah, I'll go under. I'm going under.
Another game. With a 37-point total, it's the Green Bay Packers against the Carolina Panthers. The Packers are 5-point favorites. It's kind of a scary line if you're Green Bay.
It sure is. Because they have not played well at all. But don't you think this is a rebound game for them? I mean, they have played some bad football as of late. But I think Carolina's got to be feeling confident after getting that win. You know what? I'm taking Carolina to cover this, Green Bay to win.
That's where I'm at. Carolina has everything to play for because they don't get their number one pick, where Green Bay pretty much feels like their season's over now after losing to Tampa. I'm with you. I'm taking the Packers to win, but Carolina to cover. All right, our next game is the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So when I sent this line to Courtney this morning, it was a pick 'em straight up. But since then, we got some more news about Trevor Lawrence has not practiced at all this week, missed Wednesday practice, missed Thursday practice. He's not playing. So Tampa Bay is a 2-point favorite here.
Yeah, and I'll take Tampa Bay to cover. Yeah, they're wearing the throwbacks, man, those beautiful, beautiful, beautiful jerseys. One of the positive things on this weekend of 8 days of football. I don't think Baker's going to regress against that Jacksonville defense. I don't, because that Jacksonville defense hasn't been good, quite frankly. And the offense has been up and down with Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, give me Tampa.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Tampa covers that spread pretty easily. Jacksonville has some major issues on defense. So I'm with you. Next game, our America's Game of the Week on Fox. It's the Cowboys against the Dolphins. A couple injury updates here. Tyreek Hill returned to practice on Thursday. It seems like he's going to be able to play. Cowboys likely to be without both Tyron Smith and Zach Martin, both who are dealing with injuries. The Dolphins, are one-point favorites.
Yeah, I'll take the Dolphins to win. Only because of the last part. I was in Europe. I heard about how the Cardinals and Cowboys game went with the Cowboys having those injuries on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Tyron Smith has had a first-team All-Pro level season, even missing three or four games at the beginning of the year he has. Zach Martin's maybe not the same player, but he's still one of the best guards in the league. And that Dolphins pass rush, they remember the Philadelphia game earlier this year where they got after Jalen Hurts on the Eagles offensive line. What are they going to do on this line? Will you please explain the Micah Parsons uproar?
No, I will
on
not.
Cowboys Twitter.
I will not. I do want to mention just the motivations for each team, because that does matter when we get into these late December games. Here's the scenario for Miami. They play this week home against the Cowboys, at Baltimore, home against the Bills. If the Dolphins win one game, they are in the playoffs. They win two games, they win their division. They win all three, they probably are the number one seed. If they lose all three, they're out of the playoffs. As for the Cowboys, they've already clinched the number five seed. If they have to win two of the next three games and they need the Eagles to lose one game in order to win the NFC East, not a huge game for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm taking the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And just FYI, everybody, just because a guy's good at tackling quarterbacks doesn't mean he should be a run-stopping linebacker. I'm just going to throw that out there.
All right. Thank you for that. Next one,
yeah.
Cardinals at Bears. This is a Saturday afternoon game. Sunday afternoon game. Bears, 4-point favorites.
Oof. You know, the Cardinals have been game lately. I don't like this 4-point spread, but this is hard, man. This is hard. Great uni matchup at the Cardinals where they're all whites against the Bears Navy. I'm going to love that. This is tough. I mean, they can't drop this many balls on Justin Fields again, can they? I'm going to take the Bears. Some confidence in the Bears at home in December against this, Southwestern team.
Yeah. I agree with you. I'm taking the Bears to win this. They played really well on defense last week outside of the last 5 minutes on that game. I like the way Justin Fields is playing. I'm taking the Bears there.
And even then, those were unbelievable throws.
Oh, yeah.
That beat them. Yeah. Give me the Bears.
All right. Sunday night football, Patriots at Broncos. Broncos are 6.5-point favorites. First of all, why do we need a Sunday night game on Christmas Eve? What I really wanted to see is what happens between George Bailey and Mr. Potter. I don't want to watch Sunday night football. I'd much rather be watching It's a Wonderful Life.
Who's watching this game? Like, I really want to know who on Christmas Eve. I almost can't think of a more boring matchup than this.
People in the AFC wildcard race, right?
Hey, you know what, guys? Here's what you do. When NBC, or not NBC, because this is NBC, which used to show, it was always NBC, I think, that showed It's a Wonderful Life on Sunday night, on Christmas Eve. So now that means NBC is not going to show it. So there's a tradition gone. Can you tell?
I got to see when It's a Wonderful Life is showing. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Find the network it's on. Here's what you do. When that network goes to commercial, if you want to go check on the Broncos Patriots score, that's fine. But if you're watching this game and you don't live in these cities, I'm really wondering, what did you get for Christmas? That's what I want to know. Cole. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what channel it's on.
Yeah,
normally it is on NBC. I can't find it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm picking the Patriots here to cover that spread.
I'm going to go with you just to be spiteful.
All right. Sunday afternoon, while everybody else is opening up their Christmas and drinking the eggnog, I'm going to be covering Raiders Chiefs. Chiefs, 10-point favorites.
I got to think that, I hate the big lines. I got to think. I'm definitely not picking the Raiders to cover this. So, the Chiefs win. This is not a game I'd want to bet on Christmas. You're probably going to pick Kansas City to cover. I'll let you pick that.
No, I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm taking the Raiders to cover. The Raiders were up 17-0 in this game the last time they played.
I'm staying away from this one. This is a stay away from me, but the Chiefs win the game outright.
Yeah. I'm with you. Next one, Giants-Eagles. We've had some movement on this one as well. When I sent this line into Courtney this morning, it was 12. Now it has ballooned up to Eagles minus 13.5.
This is another game I want no part of. No part of you betting your money on at all. Not with that spread moving like that. You know, I think the Eagles are going to win. Don't you? Wouldn't you be inclined to pick the Giants to cover that?
No, I think I'd take.
Or do you think the Eagles are going to be embarrassed about the way the last 2 weeks have gone? Because that's a possibility too.
I think the Eagles last 3 weeks. I think the Eagles need a blowout win, and I think they get it against Tommy DeVito. They've also had several defensive linemen. The Giants do, who probably won't play, including Dexter Lawrence. I just think they run the ball like crazy on Monday.
Well, I always try to give a pick, even though I'm totally against both of the Chiefs, Raiders, and the Eagles, Giants, but I would pick the home teams both to cover if you just have to bet on this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You look disgruntled.
I hate Christmas football, except for this one, this last one. Ravens at 49ers. I just wish this was the only game. Like, could you... I think you could handle there was no Monday afternoon games, but we got Ravens 49ers on Monday Night Football. I think you'd be okay with that, right?
Yeah.
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 49ers, 5-point favorites, by the way.
Oh, you know what? I'm taking the 49ers to cover that. The Ravens there have been times this year where their offense has really been stuck in neutral. And then when their offense gets going, their secondary gives up big plays. You remember the Rams taking them into overtime. The 49ers have much, and that was in Baltimore in bad conditions. The 49ers have much larger weapons than the Ravens do. I could easily see the 49ers going out there and putting up points, and then the Ravens having to keep up, and I don't know that they can. For only 5 points, I'll take the home team. If this was in Baltimore, different scenario.
Is Deebo Samuel healthy?
Well... if he is, they win. I tell you that.
Is Trent Williams healthy? Yes.
If he is, they win.
That's kind of the point. Like, I just can't see the Ravens, who have been excellent on defense this year, holding the 49ers under like 27 points. So I'm going to pick the 49ers to win and cover. I'm with you.
Yeah, I just think the Ravens secondary can be had as long as you can protect up front. You're playing at your place and you have a decent quarterback. Well, the 49ers can protect up front. They have a decent quarterback and they're playing at their place. Although I want to say, as well as Brock Purdy has played, I have noticed a lot of momentum for the Christian McCaffrey for MVP. And I'm starting to think he's going to get it because I think a lot of people are talking about it now.
I think this is a huge game. Like if McCaffrey has 150 yards and 2 touchdowns in a primetime spot and they beat the Ravens, I kind of agree. I think we'd see a lot of momentum coming out of this week.
Yeah, and I think people are realizing, even hopefully the voters, like, all right, we give it to a quarterback every year and there's a reason for it. But in a year like this, we don't have to do that. You know,
Is it hard to believe that we've never had a wide receiver win the MVP award?
A little bit. There were some years that I thought there were good candidates. I think the best all-time candidate for a wide receiver winning the MVP award would have been Jerry Rice in 1987. He had 22 receiving touchdowns in 12 games. They only played 12 games with the regulars that year. They had 3 scab games. He had another one rushing. So he had 23 touchdowns in 12 games. He had over 1,000 yards receiving. He would have had a lot more if the 49ers didn't absolutely blow out like the Bears and the Rams and other teams that year. But they gave it to John Elway. And we did a podcast a long time ago, your worst MVP winners. And I think John Elway, 1987, was your number one worst MVP winner.
Or,
isn't that right?
Or Mark Mosley. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Elway had a fine year, but lifting that team in the fourth quarter. But yeah, that would be my number one wide receiver should have gotten the MVP. Yeah. I know it's going a ways back, but there's just no better candidate than that, man.
Let's run through our picks really quickly.
Yeah.
Saints, Rams. We both like the Saints to cover. I think I like the Saints to win outright. You like the Rams, correct?
Yep. That's right.
Bengals, Steelers. You like the Bengals. I like the Steelers. Bills, Chargers. We both kind of like the Chargers to cover that spread, but Buffalo to win outright. Lions, Vikings. We're on the same page. We like the Lions to win and cover. Seahawks, Titans. I'm taking the upset here. I'm taking the Titans to win. You are taking the Seahawks to win and cover. Browns, correct. Texans. We both like the Browns. Colts, Falcons. I like the Falcons. You like the Colts.
Yep.
Commanders, Jets. We both hate this game, but we're taking the Commanders to cover that spread. Packers, Panthers. We like the Packers to win, but the Panthers to cover. Jags, Bucks. We both like the Bucks to win and cover. Cowboys, Dolphins. We both like the Dolphins to win and cover. Same for Bears, Cardinals. We like the Bears outright to win and cover. Patriots, Broncos. I like the Broncos to win, Patriots to cover. I think you are the same, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Raiders, Chiefs. I'm going to put a pin in that one. I'm going to come back to that one. Giants, Eagles. We both like the Eagles to win. I would take the Eagles to cover. You would take the Giants to cover if you had to.
No. I'll take the Eagles to cover that one. Okay. The home team.
Ravens, home 49ers. Team. We both like the Niners to win and cover.
What's your favorite pick of the week? What's your lock?
I think Bucks over Jags.
I think so, too. I was looking at that one. I was looking at the Jets under on that game, Washington Jets. I think you said it was 37 or 37 and a half.
37, yep.
Yeah. You know, the more I think about it, I really like the Bears over the Cardinals, but not enough to call it a lock. Not enough to call it a lock. I think I like the 49ers over the Ravens a little bit more than that one, but I think I'm going to go with you. The Bucks. Are there any others that are really confident on?
I mean, I think the Steelers win, but I always say that, so you can take that with a grain of salt. I've got one more thing I want to say before we go.
Really, so
I
might like be the Niners, man.
I like the Niners ahead. Too. Since 1980, teams that score 60 or more points, like the Raiders did, 63 points last week. Here's how they did the following weeks: 1-7 straight up, 0-8 against the spread. Pretty incredible.
Wow. So definitely take the Chiefs then, huh?
I'm taking the Chiefs.
You're taking the Chiefs, huh? That's what, like I said, I don't like either one of the games, Chiefs, Raiders, Eagles, Giants, but I would take the home teams there. And then the I think I like the 49ers the best, but that's all I got.
That's all I got as well. It should be a fun, fun week of football. Men out there, please don't get divorced over Broncos Patriots. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I'm trying to tell you.
It's not. It's also not worth it to get too angry about the Cowboys and some people wanting position changes and things like that. Or if they lose this week. Okay. But definitely not the position change. Yeah. If you want to hear more about the Cowboys, listen to Locked On Cowboys. Marcus hosts that with Landon McCool. Give Landon a follow. He also does the Dynasty podcast on the Locked On Network. Covers the Raiders for USA Today, Raiders Wire, which he's going to be doing gleefully this week. And writes for the 33rd team. He's at Marcus_Mosher. On Twitter. We thank the good folks over at Brinks, Courtney and the gang. Merry Christmas, guys. Believe. And of course, the good folks at BetOnline for sponsoring our podcast. We'll talk to you guys later. Take care.